National last year or last week. Morris, I believe, is probably better than that, but I think Deckerville is out to prove again through this really tough non-conference schedule. Deckerville is going to win this game, probably win it by two or three touchdowns.
I agree with you, Paul. That is the game in eight-player football you have to talk about, you have to keep an eye on. I do think Deckerville is going to win. The question is, how close is Morris to the talent of Deckerville, who is clearly hampered? They don't even have a healthy lineup yet either.
Moving on to the other big game, that'd be the North Huron Warriors against the Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart Catholics up in Kindy, Michigan tonight.
Love this game. The only thing I wish is North Huron could have had a week one game. This is a very tough opponent to go into, going into their first year of eight-player football, the Irish are. And with North Huron not having that game, it's just I think that puts them behind the eight ball just a little bit. But I think this was going to be a shootout. Both teams want to go through the air. I think we could see upwards of 50 passes in this game tonight.
Good news is it is a home game for North Huron. They have that home field advantage, which is big. However, again, coming fresh out of the gates, no game. We'll see how they can do. But even if it's a close game and they don't win, I think that's a good sign for North Huron. So we'll see how they handle Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart.
Other area games going on in eight-player. We'll roll through these quickly. Peck is at Bay City All Saints. Kingston is at Lawrence. Flint International House of Pancakes at Dryden. New Haven Merritt at Mayville. Owen Gage is at Genesee. CPS forfeits to Burton Madison. They're done for the whole season, so that's a forfeiture. A victory for Burton Madisonian. And the Wolverine JV is at Caseville.
The only other game on here that's of really any interest to me is Kingston and Lawrence, and it's going to be a big win for Kingston. Kingston has the best player in the NCTL. Hunter James, quarterback, scored 6 touchdowns in his game last week against Bay City All Saints. He's the reigning all-thumb player of the year, and he is worth the price of admission every single time you see him. He lived up to the hype last week, and I think you're going to see another big performance out of Hunter James this week.
And obviously, we're all rooting for Coach Gibbard over in Owen Gage. Hopefully, his first game tonight. We'll see how that goes for him.
Actually, I was informed today. I'm sorry. That game is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Owen Gage in Genesee is tomorrow. I was just informed of that.
Okay, moving on to 11-player football, the start of the Greater Thumb Conference schedule. One crossover game between the East and the West, and that'd be the K-Pack at Caro. Why not have the two new players in the Greater Thumb Conference play each other right off the bat?
I might as well. We'll see which one's the best so we can focus on them down the road.
As you guys know, anytime we pick games, whether it be here or on the pick 'em panel in the Tribune, it gets quite competitive. For me, this was the very last game I picked because it's two teams that really have no common opponents. We don't know anything about them.
They didn't show us a lot last week.
I do like the fact that I don't know if it was on purpose or not that the Greater Thumb Conference put them together to play each other in their first Greater Thumb Conference game. So I think that's a pretty cool storyline there.
Moving on in the Greater Thumb East, divisional play is underway as Harbor Beach moves on to Marlette. Harbor Beach 1-0, Marlette 0-1.
I got to follow up what Harbor Beach did last week. They beat Bad Axe last week, gave up a couple late scores, but was able to put up 30-plus points in that game. I expect more of the same. Harbor Beach, high-powered offense, but it all comes down to is that defense solid? Can they slow down people and put that offense back on the field? Michael Anderson excelled in his first game, but look for more of that high-powered offense from Harbor Beach.
Yeah, the real question mark I thought going in for Harbor Beach was, how's the offense going to look? James Shelkey, he was gone. He carried a lot of that load. They didn't miss a beat. They put up 34 points, and it was 34-6. It was a couple of late touchdowns by Baddock. So I think that defense is just fine for Harbor Beach. I think their last week was really good for them. And believe me, they got some motivation after the game as well.
Moving on, Memphis is at Ubley. Memphis victorious last week, taking on Ubley. Both teams 1-0.
Yeah, and this is a game that's got Ubley written all over it. They clearly played well early in the game last week, as we saw. Did not play very well in the second half. Had a couple injuries. Went away from Lemke a little bit. And the defense really started to become vulnerable. USA actually got better as the game went on. And I think this is an opportunity for Coach Sweeney and Kaufman to get those kids back on the way they want them to play. And I think that'll be huge for them. This is a great game for them to have on the schedule.
This holds true for every school that we have in the area. They are just an injury or two away from having a good season or having a bad season. And we saw what happened last week with Ubley. It was two different teams. That first half, they were healthy. They got dinged up a little bit in that second half, and USA was able to find some running room. So let's see if Ubley can get healthy and go to 2-0.
Moving on now to the last Greater Thumb East game, Brown City at Sandusky, both teams 1-0.
Probably the best game in the East tonight. Brown City Lakers, both 1-0. And remember, we talked about the East and West specifically being very lopsided with really good teams and teams we think are going to suffer. This is a game that matters for both games. If Brown City or Sandusky, whoever wins this game, I truly believe that winning team has a chance to sneak into the playoff with 5 or possibly even 6 wins. So very important game here. Not sure who I like better, but it should be a very close game.
Well, much like North Huron, Brown City is coming into this game. They're 1-0, but they did not play last week. They won via forfeit, so I think Sandusky. And Sandusky is that sleeper pick. We've all been talking about that. That could be that sleeper team in the Greater Thumb East.
Brown City did play very well last year, though, so I'd look for more of the same. I do agree, if you made me pick, it would have to be Sandusky.
Moving on in the Greater Thumb West, Lakers at Reese, both teams 1-0 as well.
Hey, you know, Lakers dismantled Hudson last week in a very impressive fashion. They have put the bullseye on their backs. They are the team to beat in the area, and Reese, this is their chance to knock them off their pedestal. Reese got a win last week, but I just don't think they have the firepower to keep up with the Lakers.
Well, I think what we saw from Lakers is the best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference, bar none. They put on quite a display. That offense is only going to get better as the season goes on. I think Lakers' total package, probably, I think, a fairly easy win here tonight against Reese.
Moving on to our final game here, Cass City at USA. An interesting matchup here, both USA and Cass City 0-1.
Yeah, absolutely. We thought USA would be down this year, the numbers a little lower, but they impressed me last week. I certainly think that's a team that's going to be very tough to beat. With that being said, I like the playmakers in Cass City way too much. Coming off a bad loss, maybe a wake-up call, maybe a whatever you want to call it. I think Cass City rebounds this week. I think they get their get themselves together, refocus, and play well against a very fundamentally sound USA team.
Yeah, Cass City was leading that game against Montrose in the third quarter last week. Unfortunately, gave up a number of points and yards through the air. USA is not going to do that. USA is built for a team like Cass City to play. I was very impressed with the way USA played in that second half. I think they're going to win some games. But the loser of this game falls to 0-2, and all of a sudden, you're thinking your playoff hopes are in jeopardy already after week two. So it's a huge game with playoff implications in week two already.
And both teams have to play Lakers yet. So losing this game could be detrimental the rest of the season.
It's time for a short break as we are getting set for the week two matchup between the Vassar Vulcans on the road at the Bad Axe Hatchets right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football. Kickoff is in 26 minutes right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Seapoint, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, than a quarter mile east on Olympic Road.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City, your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything, from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain